Kevin, explain this to me now. What just happened?
Well, the Players Association has agreed to report to camp July 1st, which is next Wednesday. They're still working on the details for health guidelines and restrictions and those sorts of things. So,
but they're going to show up even though they're not – they haven't locked that down. Nobody's signed on that yet.
They haven't. It's not finalized, no. But they've agreed that if they do work out this the health protocols and all that, they'll report on July 1st and then a 60-game season.
60-game season.
Yeah.
So, and there's, and I think you said there were 79 pages to that health protocol.
Yeah, it's something along those lines. I think it's like 70-something, but it's thorough. I mean, the NBA's return to play plan and their health protocol is just like 100 pages. And some of it, if you look through it, if you're looking for a light read tonight, Ro, there's an option. some of it, you read through it, and look, you might as well cover it all, right? But some of it just almost seems unrealistic. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's wearable technology they're claiming that has.
You know, but please, the ring. I mean, if that ring worked, it's like something out of Iron Man. If that ring worked, Tony Stark Industries came up with that, then we'd all be wearing the damn ring. Jason Benetti joins us right now. He is the voice of the Chicago White Sox on the television side, and it's always a pleasure to have you, sir. All right, now 60-game season. Let's talk about the difference between calling a 60-game season and a 162-game season. Almost every pitch counts in a 60-game season, right?
Yeah, what I have to lean on regarding that is in A-ball or double-A, but I was in advanced single-A ball in 2007 and 2008 with the Salem Avalanche, who were then an Astros affiliate. And we had first half, second half. So the season was 140 games. You'd play 70. The division winner in each half would guarantee a playoff spot. And then the division winner in the second half would be guaranteed a playoff spot. So four of the eight teams in this league were guaranteed a playoff spot. And it was like this race to the finish line of basically the All-Star break, where you'd play 70 and you'd either have a playoff spot or not. So I've seen it in action in the minor leagues. I think it's kind of fun. It's sort of like Vegas, right? Like you love going there, but you wouldn't want to live there. I like going there, but I wouldn't want to live in 60 games of baseball because it's not enough to get a full sample size. But I love the novelty of it. Like I, as a fan and as somebody who's happy to every once in a while detonate the rule book for good reason, I think this would be great fun and will be. I mean, it looks like it's going to happen, so I think I can say will be. But I'm excited about it. It's going to look totally different. It'll be bizarre, but that doesn't mean Major League Baseball can't go back to 162 next year, right?
Right. I mean, this drives baseball purists nuts. And you've met them. I mean, met them. You hear from them probably on your email. I've watched you work. You do sometimes have your social media and your email up, and you're looking at things that are coming in. Those people, come on, Jason. It's like they got too much time on their hands to worry about every little thing. But it is fun because right now we're just starving for anything, right? I mean, the people are literally watching cornhole on ESPN.
Well, look, I mean, I am standing right next to, as I'm doing this interview, I'm standing right next to my home studio, which is an audio box, a headset, a computer, a studio light, and an iPad camera to do Korean baseball at 4 a.m. And people are watching. So what I will say about the purists, though, is they're necessary to be stewards of the game. Like, I don't begrudge purists at all. We need them for pushback, like the time when Bud Selig tried to put Spider-Man on the bases, right? For like a late 90s, maybe, for some sort of synergy with a movie that was coming out.
Right.
And then the purists were like, no, we don't want Spider-Man on the bases.
All right, well, Jason, that brings up a question, though. One of the things that they were talking about here were patches on the uniforms for advertisers. Now, it wasn't very unclear to me, as much as I asked the question, I never got a definitive answer, which is, was that per team or per player, and is that going to happen?
I think it was by team, and I don't believe that's included in the. I saw some people, including Tyler Kepner, the National Baseball Writer, say on Twitter today that was not included in the current agreement as it stated on March the 26th, I believe it went down. And so had the players ratified what the owners offered yesterday, I believe it would have been a part of it, but I don't believe it is a part of it in this circumstance. The one thing I'll say about that is in football in Great Britain, in Germany, in Spain, like it's all over soccer uniforms. I mean, it is a revenue stream, and this is sort of a crisis situation. I mean, not sort of, it is a crisis situation. So I think you can easily say in this case, and the slippery slope people will argue against you, but you can easily say this is happening for this one season to protect the solvency of the sport.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there is revenue that's going to be lost.
No, that camel's nose under the tent. Camel's getting in the tent. There's no question about it. That is, if that happens, and I kind of like, I mean, you know, soccer jerseys are very, European soccer jerseys are very, very popular with kids these days because they're all playing soccer and they're cool looking. I love the way they integrate things. You know, Manchester United has a Chevy logo on it. I don't even know if they drive Chevys in England, but it doesn't matter. They've got the logo. It's a very, I think there's something to it. Commerce. America is about commerce. I'm not as offended by, I know baseball purists are, but you're going to start seeing that NBA is kind of, they got their nose under the tent themselves a little bit right there because they're doing some stuff. It's relatively small right now. It will get bigger is my guess. And you're doing Korean baseball and all those teams, they're not named after cities. They're named after companies. It's like football from the 1920s.
Yeah, Tyler Saladino plays for the Samsung Lions. Like, that's Samsung, the people we know who make electronics. That's true. I mean, it's 100% true. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I'm all for innovation that creates, whether it's revenue streams or new rules. Like, again, the rules of baseball have fluctuated over decades since the sport was founded. Things have changed dramatically since the sport started. So, yes, you can find the same argument in sort of the same words about the universal DH right now as you did back in 1890 about abolishing the rule where it's an out if you catch the ball on a bounce. So we're all in cycles here, and it's just a matter of understanding that this thing has to be fluid to make sure that the sanctity of it actually remains, because people need to be interested in your sport as a living, breathing thing in order for it to thrive decade after decade after decade as baseball has.
Okay, open question here, Jason. We're talking to Jason Benetti, the voice of the Chicago White Sox on television. Of course, you also hear him on ESPN and does football, he does basketball, he does everything that he's asked. So let's figure out how many, I mean that in a good way, how many of these games are going to be double headers, and what's the schedule going to look like? Are they going to be playing in the afternoons? Are they going to be playing in the evenings? What goes on there? Do you know?
I am not knowledgeable on that yet. I don't know. And from what I've heard, you know, the sooner that all of this gets ratified and players get into camps, if it is going to be July 1st, which it seems like, the earlier the start date. I saw somebody say, you know, if it's July 24th, you got 66 days to play 60 games. If it's July 27th, you then have 62 days to play 60 games. So I don't know what it's going to look like, but they are going to have to squeeze some stuff in here. So I think those are on the table. I don't know for sure, though. It's speculation based on what we'd heard before that the schedule might look like. So it does look like the extra inning rule with a runner at second in extra innings is going to go through. It looks like that based on what I've read on Twitter today from people I trust. But and universal DH, it looks like as well for this year, but not next year. So I don't know what the schedule is going to look like, but here's hoping we find out relatively soon because, you know, we got to start playing.
Yes, we do.
Hey, Jason, before I hate to put you on the spot here, I know there's still a whole lot to work out, but are you anticipating being at the ballpark calling games, or do we know how that's going to work?
I don't know yet. I know they're going through the protocols. We are part of those health and safety protocols. I would anticipate if we have home games that there's a shot that we get to go to the home games rather than be in a studio, especially because of transmission being better when you're outdoors. It's safer to be outdoors than indoors. So I would imagine being in a booth with a window open and socially distant would be viable. But I've not talked to anybody specifically on that as yet. So I can't. I wish I could tell you, and I'm not being coy. I actually don't know.
Are you going to confuse the Samsung Lions with the Chicago White Sox at any time, do you think?
Well, here's the problem with this. Tyler Saladino plays for the Samsung Lions. I'm using my 2017 Sox scorebook for KBO games, and I flip back to page one from 17, and I'm doing a Samsung Lions game, and Saladino was a Sox leadoff hitter in 2017 on opening day. So maybe I will.
There you go. All right, the great Jason Benetti. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Here's to baseball. Okay, on the other side, the governor spoke, but now there are some education officials, because the governor said that schools are going to open. There are some education officials who are pushing back. We're going to talk to one of them coming your way right after Lauren Lapka with the WGN Traffic.